that time. Christmas time is here.
Everybody. Oh, it is again that time of year, ladies and gentlemen. Christmas time is here, my favorite holiday and time of the year. And here at Bonks of Bourbon Podcast, we're bringing you daily content as we go through the Drinks by the Dram Bourbon Advent Calendar. So take a break from your hectic lifestyle during this time, grab a drink, whatever ails you, and listen as we go through this adventure together. From my family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Merry Christmas, everyone. My name is Stu, and I am Bonkers with Bourbon. Thank you so much for tuning to today's episode on Day 10 of our Bourbon Advent Calendar. Day 10 brings us Distillery 291 Single Barrel Bourbon. 50% alcohol by volume. That's 100 proof to you or I. So, Day 10, I was a little confused by this one, but I do recall, can't remember what day it was, we had the Boutique Bourbon Company, which was kind of a strange one. That particular one did Distillery 291. It was an 11-month-old Batch 1 bourbon. Don't know what's up with that. And then this one seems to also be Distillery 291, but this is their single barrel. So it's not from that Boutique Bourbon or whatever that was all about, but just it literally says Distillery 291 single barrel. So I remember I actually kind of liked that Boutique Distillery 291, kind of, sort of, I guess more than normal. And so this just looks to be their single barrel offering. Now I have a little bone to pick with that just a little bit. You know, you have how many bourbons to choose from, Drinks by the Dram, and it looks like you choose two samples from the same distillery, Distillery 291, one just being a single barrel, and one probably being a small batch or something like that. So, a little disappointed that they are taking a sample from the same distillery when they have oodles and oodles and oodles of samples to choose from. But, nonetheless, I did kind of enjoy the last one, so let's take a look at this one. So, Distillery 291, single barrel. Let's get into the nose, or the color, actually. Color is mid-color, mid-amber, right in the middle. Not too dark, not too light. Let's get into the nose. You know, nose has got a heavy butterscotch flavor, smell to it. Butterscotch candy, sweetness. A little bit of, like, an herbal note as well. A little herbaceous, almost like a flower. Yeah, butterscotch, flower, maybe a little bit of vanilla. So, you know, not terrible nose at all. Again, this is from a distillery that I have no idea where it is or where it's from. So, let's take a taste of this. If you're drinking along with me, please cheers, as I say, but cheer yourself. Screw that, people think and drink more. Merry Christmas out there. Okay, interesting. You know, it's very subtle flavor. It comes on not really, comes on kind of mediocre, and it stays mediocre until it just kind of fizzles and finishes. It's basically one kind of palate driver throughout. There's really no build from beginning to end, or vice versa. So let's take another taste, because why not? You know, this one does have some herbal notes to it. This, to me, is almost a little high on the perfumey type notes. And what I mean by that is, it starts off with kind of this nutty flavor, almost like an amaretto in the beginning. And it stays stagnant through the mid-palate, doesn't really change. But when you hit the back of the palate, you get this minty spearmint, or do I dare say like this, like perfume flavor at the end. It's almost like a rose water, a rose petal type flavor at the end. Really different, quite honestly. Second our taste. It's making me shudder a little bit. You know, I can't quite remember how the last one tasted, but this one is just really heavy on the floral aspects. Just perfume, minty, spearmint mint with like almost like a rose petal. I can't really tell what they're trying to do there. Kill this glass. It's really thin. Also, viscosity-wise, extremely thin. There's not much character or body to it. It's leaving this lingering aftertaste that is super, super unpleasant. It's almost like you drank some cologne, almost. It's kind of what it's tasting like. So, let's see if water helps us at all. We'll be right back after a quick word. Okay, gang, we are back. This time I got water added. Let's get into the nose of Distillery 291 Single Barrel. Usually single barrel, folks, are supposed to be better than small batches. So, let's take a scent on a nose of this one. Okay, nose staying pretty much the same. Do get a little extra sweetness in there. Yep, butterscotch is still really, really prevalent. Yep, the herbal notes are there as well. Let's go ahead and take a taste, this time with water added. Oh, man. You know, the water... This is a tough one. The water really brings out the herbal notes. I don't think I can finish that glass. This is really a tough one because to me, I get just herbaceous notes in the whole glass with the water added. Not spicy, just really like minty, peppery, rosy, flowery, just herbs. Rosemary, even. Almost get like a, if I don't think rosemary is really the right one, but if you kind of get like that floral essence to it, like you would get in a cologne or a perfume, that's kind of what I get. Yeah, I'm going to do something I don't do very much. I don't think I'm going to finish this one. It's just, can't put a value on it. Not sure what's going on there. Maybe my palate is messed up today, but I am not enjoying this one. Now, I put this in comparison to other bourbons I've given F ratings for. I've given F ratings to, I think, one that was super sweet. I gave an F rating to one that I get, again, I think this, like, overly sweet ones I tend to get an F rating for. This one, I think they were trying to be unique with the herbs that they add to it. You know, mint, almost tastes like you're chewing a double mint gum type of thing, or you bit into a York peppermint patty towards the end. I guess that can be good for some people, but this is strange for bourbon. I almost prefer it, do I dare say, than a bourbon that's overly sweet. Like, it's so sweet, it's just like rot your teeth out sweet, like the Koval that tastes like candy corn. So that's why I'm not going to give this one an F. I'm going to give it a D-, D as in dog, minus. I just can't give it an F because I think there are other bourbons that definitely deserve F over this one. But this one does not fare all that well either. D minus for this particular bourbon. Yep, drinks by the dram. I think you could have done a better job with that one, unfortunately. Don't mean to be a bad mood, but it's the same distillery as another sample they had. And with the litany of bourbons out there, I think they could have been a little more creative in their selection for that one. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Tune in tomorrow for day 11. Of our bourbon advent calendar. Remember, without bourbon, what's the point? Keep getting those bourbon gains. I'll see you tomorrow on our next episode. Merry Christmas out there.